You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
We do have Alex Rodriguez, and he joins us right now. You could hear Alex on Fox and ESPN and Shark Tank and the whole deal, and he joins us on the show. Alex, it's Michael, Don, and Peter. How are you doing?
What's up, guys?
Not too much.
Great.
I thought it was great to talk to you today because you're such a student of baseball history and you appreciate the records and the greats that came before you. Your thoughts on Hank Aaron, the player?
Oh, man. First of all, I mean, above being a player, he was a trailblazer and someone who, you know, paved the way for people like myself with bronze skin and love Hank Aaron. One of my favorite players of all times, a complete player, five tools, before five tools was in vogue, you know, 2,000 RBIs, over 2,000 runs scored. He can fly, gold glove win, 25 all-stars, you name it, he did it. But with all of that, Michael, he was even a better person, a humanitarian, a great businessman, a great family man. And we spent a lot of time together. And he's my mama. He was a mama's boy like me. We talked about playing high school football, but the thing he used to love to talk about the most with me, he would say, come here, A-Rod. And I would lean over and he would say, let me see those hands. The top five home run hitters of all time have huge hands. My hands are bigger. He goes, now, how does it feel with that little toothpick in your hands? That's a competitive advantage. Don't tell anyone.
Really?
Yes, sir.
Wow, that's pretty cool. I mean, he was known for his unbelievable wrist. Were his hands that big, Alex?
His hands were huge. They were like mitts. And, you know, you look at Barry. I obviously never saw Babe Ruth's hands, but I know that the top five, we have ginormous mitts. They're like pizza pans. And his I mean, he's one of the few people that I've ever met that has bigger hands than I do. They're about the same size, but he had strong hands, strong wrist. He was young. He was athletic. He was fast. And he would always talk about the same thing that Joe Torre taught me. He said, Alex, think small and big things will happen. Think small and big things will happen. Now, that's ironic coming from a guy that broke Babe Ruth's home run record.
Right.
But he was a total package.
And he seemed like he got it, Alex, right? Like he understood his significance and was able to do it in such a humble way, right? That balance of being humble but also realizing the significance he had on other people.
Well, absolutely. And, I mean, here's a guy that went through a lot, right? The Deep South, you know, in those days was not a piece of cake. He endured a lot of pain, but he did it with class, grace, courage. And he embodied the American dream. And through it all, was always a happy man. And boy, is he a role model. You know, my prayers from my family goes out to him and his beautiful family. You know, God bless him.
All right, now I got to ask you this, okay? Why do guys who hit 40 home runs now strike out 220 times a year and not even blink? Oh, launch angle. How could he hit 755 home runs and never strike out 100 times in a season? How did he do it and it can't be done anymore? How, Alex? Tell me.
I just thought it was a better approach. I mean, there's no question. I mean, no one is going to debate me out of this one. Here's the bottom line is home runs fill up your bank accounts, but pitching, defense, and timely hitting wins championships. And that was the case for us in 2009, as the case of the late 90s New York Yankees. They put the ball in play. They pitched well. They defended. They're very good club hitters, likes of Bernie Williams, Paul O'Neill. This approach of home runs, all or nothing, doesn't work in business, doesn't work in parenting, doesn't work in baseball. is a loser's hand, and it's too bad that I see so many teams encouraging it, and even worse, they're incentivizing and paying these enormous contracts for home runs and all these strikeouts. For me, the motto is DJ LeMahieu. The minute that DJ LeMahieu got to New York, I would have extended him 5 years, because that's to get that type of player for that type of value, amazing.
Alex, when you look at your stats, it sort of in some ways reminds you of looking at Hank Aaron's. You led the league at one point or another in basically every category imaginable. Your defense was unbelievable your entire career. Who else is in that category of players that you really admire who could absolutely do it all?
You know, I would say Bonds, but the one guy that resonated with me, Willie Mays, is another. But Hank was the right-handed hitter that I saw a young Hank. Alex Rodriguez was a young Hank Aaron. That was my role model. Hank Aaron was my North Star, both on the field and off the field. And he also played football in high school. And, you know, he was an underdog. And all of a sudden, he was a great player that happened to hit home runs. He wasn't a home run hitter. You know, of course, after you hit 755, you're labeled as a home run hitter. But when Hank and I spoke, we never spoke about home runs. We talked about running the bases, playing defense, extra work, working on your liabilities, not on your assets. And he's the one guy that was always my North Star.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Before we let you go, I got to ask you this. I mean, since you're on the phone with us, you're on the steps of the Capitol for the inauguration. Did you ever think, wow, how did I get here?
I mean, not only that, I was just hoping the Secret Service wouldn't arrest me or something. I don't know what I was doing up there. It was such a thrill, Michael. And that is just an example that this is the greatest country in the world. And from someone like me that was just suspended for a year, just 5 years ago, I'm so grateful and humble. And yes, I put in the work and I've been through therapy and I've tried to do things the right way. But my God, only in America can I go from the hellhole to that stage where I was watching, my beautiful partner saying, addressing the world in a very important moment.
Yeah, she was. By the way, please let her know. She was, not that you didn't know already, she was awesome.
She was really good.
But how crazy was it, Alex? The last two public appearances you've been at were usually as massive amounts of people, that and Times Square on New Year's Eve. So how surreal is it to be in those situations and not have almost any people at all?
It was strange. It was eerie. But at the same time, it made it safer and easier to get around. Especially the New Year's was really strange. I mean, you haven't seen that in 100 years. You won't see it in 100 years. It was the 1 year, God willing, that it was, the empty streets and Broadway. But I'll tell you what, with the exception of my two beautiful girls being born, 2009 was the greatest thing that I've ever been a part of. I got to tell you, after Wednesday, it's been replaced by that inauguration.
Wow. Now, I saw you talking to Clinton. I saw you talking to Obama. What was said? I mean, is it just, hey, how you doing? Or was there something that we'd want to know? What was said?
Well, if I told you, Michael, I'd have to kill you.
But oh, no, I don't need to tell you.
Here's what I can't tell you. I was trying to negotiate how many strokes I was going to give, President Obama. And Clinton wanted some action, too. It was great. It was great. And then we want to get Michelle Obama some J-Lo beauty, which she wanted to, and the girls won. So we're going to send that. And it was all good. It was a great moment.
Now, do you have any relationship with President Bush, the Rangers connection? Is there anything there?
Yeah. I remember, Pete, he used to own the Texas Rangers. And he was just giving me a hard time. He said, hey, Rod, can you still hit the curveball?
I said, Mr. President, I couldn't hit the curveball when I played with the Rangers either.
Well, good stuff, Alex. Thanks for coming on, sharing some memories about Hank Aaron. It's certainly a loss for the whole world, not just the baseball world, and we appreciate some of your time.
Hey, Michael, you may go out another 100 years. You may never see another player like Hank Aaron. Yeah, thanks, guys.
Sure. Thanks, Alex. Willie Mays just put out a statement. I am very sad today to hear about the passing of Hank Aaron. Hank was a great ball player who played hard every day and accomplished so much on and off the field. Although we were never teammates, we played in many All-Star games together, and I enjoyed our friendship over the years. He was a very humble and quiet man and just simply a good guy. I have so many fond memories of Hank and will miss him very much. Joe Torre was a teammate of Hank Aaron's on the Braves, and he will join us in just a moment to share some memories of Hank. Hank Aaron passes away today at the age of 86. It's the K-Show. Kay LaGreca-Rosenberg and you on Yes and 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.